It's Morning Edition. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Teachers across the country are under fire to increase student test scores and start using tougher standards in their classrooms. They're also about to start using new tests to find out how their students are doing. So what is it like to be a teacher right now? And what concerns do teachers have about the changes in their classroom and the testing for their students? I spoke with Newport Middle School science teacher Barbara Walton Ferrier to find out. She's the chair of the Rhode Island Teacher Advisory Council. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Let's start with the new test students are about to begin taking to assess their progress in math and English. It's known as the PARC test. Can you describe the types of questions that students will have to answer as part of these tests?
The questions are very involved, multiple-part questions. They're not a normal true, false, multiple choice, fill in the blank. They're very high-level questions that require a lot of perseverance on the part of the students. They need to attack the problems and solve multiple parts of a problem to come finally to an answer.
As a teacher, what's your assessment of this assessment? Will it provide information that's useful to teachers?
We hope so, but I'm not 100% sure that it will trickle down to the classroom level and actually inform instruction. And I think that's the major complaint from teachers.
What do you mean by that?
Tests of this caliber, standardized tests, are generally meant to inform district and state level decisions. They give me a number. They tell me how kids are scoring compared to other students, but they don't tell me that student has problems with fractions or decimals, or that in their writing, they don't write a good thesis. So as a teacher, I don't find them particularly useful.
And what does that mean? Does that mean that as a teacher, you're having to give your students tests in addition to these tests to find out what you need to know?
Yes. We are completely test obsessed, and we are completely over-testing our students, we feel, most teachers feel. We not only have the standardized tests, we have district-level tests, usually NWEA or STAR tests, which give us more immediate information. Say if you take a reading test, they can tell us you have problems with vocabulary or comprehension. They generally take one class period. We're done. We give them a couple of times a year, usually to the kids who need improvement.
Can you give me a general idea of how many hours a year your students spend just testing?
We actually sat down and figured that out. Now, this is based on NECAP, not the PARC testing, but it's anywhere upwards of 25 to 30 days. So that's an eighth of the school year. And you're not taking into account test prep, all those other things that get rolled into testing.
Barbara Walton Ferrier, you mentioned that as a teacher, you feel, and many teachers feel, we're test obsessed. And I hear that from parents as well. What role do you think testing should play in schools?
I think it's a good measure of where you are as a district and a school. But I don't think we need that measure every single year for every single child. One misunderstanding, a lot of people say, well, standardized tests, we need that to know how students are doing. For me as a teacher, that's useless information. I find it kind of a waste of time because I could be using that time for instruction that my students need.
And speaking of instruction, Rhode Island and dozens of states across the country are moving right now to what's known as the Common Core standards.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhode Island is also adopting new science standards called Next Generation Science
That's
Standards.
That's correct.
So I'm wondering, do you believe these new standards are improving what's happening in classrooms across the state?
I'm in favor of the Next Generation Science Standards. I think they're very close to the science standards we currently have in Rhode Island. And I think our standards are very rigorous. I think our standards cover everything they should. Common Core, I'm not as sure. I hear a lot of feedback from particularly elementary school level teachers who find that the curriculum is very narrowed because of the new Common Core, and that what they are asking very young children to do is inappropriate.
What is it like to be a teacher right now?
I think it's really stressful. I think most teachers that I work with feel this very heavy burden, and we go into this big name now of accountability. But in the end, you're going to do what's best for your students. And I luckily have a wonderful principal, so I have the latitude to do what I feel is best in my classroom for my students, because not all students learn at the same rate or at the same time or in the same way. And we're trying to put them all in this little tiny hole called standardized testing, and kids don't fit in that hole. I've been teaching a long time. I'm close to retirement, so I can look at it and say I'm going to do what's best for my students and not worry about the consequences. But I feel bad for very young teachers because they're in this for the long haul, and they really feel the pressure to kind of teach to the test. And when the test is part of your evaluation, you'd kind of be silly not to.
And we should say that in 2009, you were Teacher of the Year in Rhode Island. From your perspective, what makes a great teacher?
First of all, relationship with your students. It's interesting because as Teacher of the Year, our group from 2009 are still very close. And we talk about this all the time, that you can talk about test scores, you can talk about evaluations, you can talk about anything you want. But in the end, it comes down to you in the classroom with your students and finding a way to connect with them so that you can help them learn and be better learners.
Barbara Welton Feria, you are the chair of the Rhode Island Teacher Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about changes to the testing, the standardized testing the state is giving, changes to standards in the classroom, but we haven't talked about another big change that's been happening for some time now in education, and that's the use of technology in classrooms.
It's interesting. I watched a video when I first became a teacher that somebody had put out, and it said, this invention is going to revolutionize education. And it was a chalkboard and a piece of chalk. And then the next one was the radio. And then the next one was a television. And then it was a computer. And really, they're all tools. They're tools that can be used very effectively, or they can just be a glorified chalkboard. So it depends how you use them. The other side of it is our testing is going to computer-based, which for people like me who work in an urban district is a big problem because I feel our students will struggle more with the technology than the actual content because they're not kids who go home and have a computer at home.
And what about for younger students? I mean, elementary school students are going to be asked to type long-form answers, for example, on mm-hmm. the English section of the park.
And that's another complaint we've heard from teachers. A lot of younger students, their hands don't fit on an adult keyboard. It's too big for them. And so now we're, you know, districts are looking at, oh my gosh, we need to teach keyboarding in kindergarten. It's getting to the point of kind of being a little comical because it's so crazy. But if the test is timed and you only have so much time to do an answer and you're having problems finding the letter E on your keyboard, then are we really testing what that child knows? Or are we testing whether they can find the E on the keyboard?
Well, Barbara Welton Feria teaches science at Thompson Middle School in Newport, and she's the chair of the Rhode Island Teacher Advisory Council. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.